No, I believe that we have reached what's sometimes known as peak emissions. Our emissions have fallen from the 2005 high point, and my best estimate is that we are unlikely as a nation ever to surpass that again.
That's Environment Minister Greg Hunt on the ABC's AM program last month. His claim that Australia's carbon emissions had peaked in 2005 was met with some scepticism and also a lot of criticism. Now, the latest data from the nation's electricity networks suggests emissions are on the rise. Dr. Hugh Sadler is a senior principal consultant with consultancy firm Pitt and Sherry and an honorary associate professor at the ANU. Welcome to RN Drive. I know you've looked at this data. What does the data actually tell us?
What it tells us is that over the last year to year and a half, demand for electricity in the national electricity market and all in Western also in Western Australia has been increasing quite steadily, and also that the share of coal-fired generation has been increasing as making the largest contribution to meeting that extra demand.
So this is just for emissions from electricity generation. Does it mean that Greg Hunt's statement of peak emissions in 2005 was wrong then?
No, it doesn't necessarily, because what happened with the national emissions is that after 2005, there was quite a sharp fall over 2 years of emissions from the what's called the land use change and forestry, which is also the sector that gave us so much help back in 1990-91. So in some ways, the country's got a sort of double gift. From that was to do with the ban, or quite a bit to do with the cessation of land clearing in New South Wales, and also I think of the slowdown in Queensland. And I think it's probably unlikely that the electricity emissions could go up so much as to exceed the level of 2006. It would be pretty catastrophic if it did.
So what's behind the uptick in emissions? Some people might think Australians are becoming more energy conscious, and we seem to have energy efficiency schemes really everywhere. Does it just come down to population growth, perhaps? That is, that there are actually more people using power.
Yes, that's right. Actually, the part of the demand is going up just about at the rate of population growth, because in the recent years when demand went down, that was because there was actually consumption per head of population went down quite sharply, with energy efficiency programs really starting to bite quite strongly. But there have not been any new energy efficiency programs of the sort of regulatory kind, which are the ones that do most of the hard work with energy efficiency. There haven't been any new ones for about 4 years. There have been a complete sort of hiatus, and that's why the demand growth per head population has stopped falling. But there is one other very important factor that I should mention. That's a sort of like the other half of the growth, and that is a very large increase in the use of electricity to power the extraction of coal seam gas from the coal seam gas fields in southern Queensland, which are supplying the LNG plants. A lot of people don't realise this, that the plants themselves near Gladstone generate the electricity they use from burning their own gas. But as huge quantities of energy are used to sort of get the gas out of the many wells and compress it and send it down the pipelines, and they're all converting over to use electric motors, and it will probably, well, it's forecast by the Australian Energy Market Operator to increase the total amount of electricity used in the national electricity market, that's all the eastern states, by 4 to 5% over the next 3 or 4 years. It's a really huge quantity.
Minister Hunt also likes to say that Australia is on track to meet and beat. God, we've heard him say that a lot. I feel like I've got him in my ear saying that. Meet and beat its 2020 emissions target, and it also is on track to meet its 2030 target. So what are the implications of your findings, I suppose, in that context for the government's direct action policy? Are we still on track?
Well, I don't think we are. It's going in the wrong direction, and the more it goes in the wrong direction, that is from all these energy-related sources, which are by far the largest source of growth in emissions, historically always have been. It's going in the wrong direction, and the more it goes in the wrong direction, the more they've got to get out of their direct action policy or by some other means.
So if emissions are rising, doesn't that mean the baseline set for the policy's safeguard mechanism should be higher? Is that what the logical conclusion to that is?
Well, look, I'm not an expert on the Direct Action Emissions Reduction Fund, so I'm afraid I can't answer that rather technical question you've put to me, Patricia.
just call me a technical. It's the most technical thing I think I've ever said in my life. So we're both going to slowly recover from that experience. The government is starting work to determine these baselines, though. What levels do you think broadly are needed if the direct action policy is to meet Australia's emissions targets?
Oh, well, they've definitely got to come down. That's the whole point about the lower targets. You've got to have baselines or the sort of general level of energy use in all the main sectors of the economy. That's energy of all forms, not just electricity, has just got to come steadily down. But we concentrate on electricity because not only is it by far the largest source of energy-related emissions, it's the fastest growing, and it's the one where there are the very best opportunities to replace fossil fuels with zero-emission renewable forms of electricity generation.
Well, I'm sure the government and the opposition will have more to say in this space now that we're pretty much looking like we're in a very much an election context. Dr. Sadler, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that's Dr. Hugh Sadler, a senior principal consultant with consultancy firm Pitt & Sherry, and also an honorary associate professor at the ANU.